DNR Section Chief Martin Griffin says traditionally they've had a permit to allow 25 cubic yards from streams but did not have a comparable dredging permit for lakes. So the decision was made to expand the idea of allowing small dredging to inland and the Great Lakes.
For property owners on inland lakes or the Great Lakes that, for whatever reason, may have siltation problems or the water depth isn't sufficient for the size of a boat that they have, or the recreational navigational type of things that they want to do on their shoreline, that this is a way to sort of, you know, get a little space for that because of the small volume amounts.
Several groups, including Clean Wisconsin, Wisconsin Lakes, Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, the Nature Conservancy, the River Alliance, Manitowish Waters Lakes Association, and Plum Lake Association, and more than 30 others, asked the dredging language be removed from consideration. The opponents say even small-scale dredging can damage a lake's ecosystem. Griffin says the permit is not eligible to be used in environmentally sensitive locations that are designated and mapped as such by the department. These areas include areas of special natural resource interest and map-sensitive areas, which are areas of aquatic vegetation identified by the department as offering critical or unique fish and wildlife habitat. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.